So the Canvas trial was actually a Canvas program in which the Canvas and Canvas R studies were joined together as part of the post-marketing cardiovascular outcomes studies for canagliflozin. And the design of these studies was originally to confirm that there was an upper confidence less than 1.3 for cardiovascular events, and it turned out that there was actually a superiority, about a 14% reduction in the major adverse cardiac events of cardiovascular death, MI, and stroke. And also, looking down the line, there was a considerable reduction in hospitalization for heart failure. So in that sense, the Canvas program more than achieved what was required for demonstrating cardiovascular safety from the FDA perspective. The study had additionally the opportunity to look at renal outcomes, and it showed quite clearly that there was a reduction in albuminuria progression, and also indeed a reduction in albuminuria itself. So there was evidence here of renal protection, and also some evidence that it was possible for there to be some remission of the problems in the kidney. Now, at the same time, there were one or two adverse events to bear in mind. There were a small increase in diabetic ketoacidosis. This is uncommon, of course, in type 2 diabetes, but it can occur in under-insulinization. And these events essentially revealed that there were some patients in the trial that were probably type 1 patients. So that's to be borne in mind, and to make sure that if patients are going onto an SGLT2 inhibitor, they maintain their insulin. Then there was some heterogeneity among the bone fractures, but we can't see a definite signal there. But there was an increase in amputations. Okay, this is a small increase, and it's largely associated with foot and metatarsal amputations, and it's predominantly in patients who have had a prior amputation or have quite significant peripheral vascular disease. So that's to be borne in mind, because we at least have an indication here of which patients to avoid in order to avoid that particular problem. Now, the fact that this trial showed a positive superior MACE, major adverse cardiac events outcomes, enables it to be compared with the EMPA-REG study, which some time ago also showed to the same extent that there was a reduction in major adverse cardiac events to the same degree. And one can compare the two trial populations. So EMPA-REG was essentially all patients who had previously had evidence of cardiovascular disease, whereas Canvas was only 65% patients who had evidence of cardiovascular disease prior to the trial, which means that there were about one-third of patients in the Canvas trial who had risk factors but would be considered primary prevention. So the Canvas trial was probably using a population that was more reminiscent of the routine practice population of type 2 patients that one sees. Now, when you look at the outcomes, you can see that there were reductions in each of the main components of the MACE in each of the trials, with the exception of stroke in the EMPA-REG study. But we have just heard that the majority of patients who had stroke in the EMPA-REG study actually had it after the drug had been stopped at the end of the study during the follow-up period. So there wouldn't be a an increase in stroke if you looked at during the study period. If you look at stroke in the canagliflozin program study, you can see a gentle reduction in events throughout. So that's the difference. Another difference between these two studies is that with EMPA-REG, you get a very sharp increase in the divergence of the lines, if you like, a reduction with empagliflozin, quite early on. And that happens to coincide with the time at which the so-called placebo arm has other agents titrated up in an attempt to gain glycemic equipoise. So therefore, we can't be sure how much of that very early effect is due to the fact that we're dealing here with patients who are having much more cardiovascular disease than CANVAS, or whether or not it's due to the combination of agents that are actually used in the placebo arm, or whether or not it's associated with the agent itself. But what we can say is that you see very quick divergence with the EMPA-REG study, whereas with the CANVAS study, you see a rather more gradual separation of the lines in the occurrence of major adverse cardiac events. It's quite possible that, in fact, having a greater population of individuals who are, if you like, primary prevention, means that there is a slower separation of the lines because of a slower rate of events. When it comes to looking at the adverse events, then the other studies that have been conducted with other SGLT2 inhibitors, and indeed other studies that have been conducted with canagliflozin, haven't actually revealed a problem with amputation. So this still remains to be looked at in some detail. I think at this point in time, we can say at least that we have got new agents that are able to reduce cardiovascular risk in type 2 diabetes, along with the metabolic value of these agents. So we are dealing here with an opportunity, while we are reducing glucose levels, to also be able to reduce weight, to be able to assist in the reduction of blood pressure, and to offer cardio and renal protective benefits. I think I've said enough now, so thank you very much for listening.